So the other day we passed a colleague hobbling in the hall. He'd had surgery to repair his meniscus, you know, the little cartilage shock absorber in your knee. It was a year ago, he moaned. Why isn't it better? Ruh-roh. I quickly printed out two New York Times articles from the past several years. They have dead giveaway headlines. One reads, "Common knee surgery does very little for some." The second, "Why useless surgery is still popular." And on the list, meniscus surgery. Now, you may be saying, but mine worked. And our next guest also has a quibble with that headline. He says there are different times for meniscus surgery. One say after your leg is twisted in an unnatural way while playing football in your 20s. Another after chronic wear and tear. But still, there is the thinking, as the New York Times reported, that meniscus surgery may offer little to most, and in my case, it might have made things worse. I had meniscus surgery 5 years ago, and then a year ago, a full knee replacement. So rather than debate this in the halls at work, we decided to call Dr. Jeffrey Katz, a professor of medicine and orthopedic surgery at Harvard Medical School. He and his colleagues conducted the clinical trial the Times reports on that compares meniscus surgery with physical therapy. And Dr. Katz, there are 9 other studies as well that seem to have come to the same conclusion. That what? The surgery might not help?
Each study is a little bit different, but they do come to a similar conclusion. The strategy of choosing surgery and the strategy of choosing physical therapy as the first treatment tend to be similar. And in fact, on average, most patients improve whichever of those two treatments they choose. Our conclusion from this is that these are two reasonable paths to choose for a difficult problem, and that because the two groups end up really in the same place after, say, a year, we strongly recommend that patients elect physical therapy as their first option. And I think increasingly most patients do, and most physicians are making that their primary recommendation as well.
Okay, so what you're talking about, just to underscore it, is that if you're thinking of surgery, which has all sorts of complications with it and takes you off your feet or whatever, that physical therapy might have the same end result as your surgery did. But what about if there isn't any improvement? And I'm talking about my colleague and then myself. I had heard from a doctor that when you have meniscus surgery, after a certain age, and in some studies it's 40, you might get a beautiful pink, clean meniscus because you've had, you know, the damaged part maybe taken off. And I remember my doctor showing me, look how beautiful and pink and new that is. But after 40, just about everyone has maybe a little bit of arthritis. And that arthritis will then tear at the meniscus, causing this kind of pain that my friend had and that I had, frankly. Is that true or is that speculation?
I guess the first thing to say is that meniscal tears in people who are in their 20s tend to result from athletic-type injuries. They tend to respond very well to surgery. But as you point out, there's a great deal of debate about what to do with the person who's in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, who, as you say, almost surely has some underlying osteoarthritis, maybe a little, maybe a great deal, and has a meniscal tear. And the problem is that when that person has knee pain, it's actually very difficult to determine what proportion of the pain is due to the meniscal tear and what proportion is due to the underlying osteoarthritis. And to the extent that the underlying osteoarthritis is responsible for pain, fixing the meniscus is simply not helpful.
So if you're getting that symptom of meniscus problems, again, in somebody who's not a 20-year-old who had their knee knocked out from under them on the, you know, the soccer field. That's a very clear acute tear and you sew it up.
Correct.
But if you're having like the, oh, you're doing, let's say, the half pigeon in yoga and your knee is bent and it gets hooked or your knee seems to lock, is that maybe not a torn meniscus, but it is arthritis? Or are you saying that even if you fix it, you're still going to have a problem because you have maybe a little arthritis?
The two particular histories that you give sound like the pain may well result from the sort of mechanical problem that a meniscal tear can cause. And if that sort of pain persisted, it would be reasonable to discuss having surgery. But we simply don't know in a particular patient whether the pain will be totally relieved, partially relieved, or not relieved at all. Mm. What I can say is that in our study and in most of these studies, in both groups, people come in with what is on average a moderate amount of pain, and a year later tend to have substantially less.
I mean, I just have to, really? If they just wait, you know, a year later that pain goes away, but the arthritis hasn't gone away. What's happened?
So this may be mind-bending, but if one sat at the, you know, at the Boston Common with an x-ray machine and took x-rays of all of the people who pass by in their 50s and 60s and even 70s, all of whom, let's say, had no knee pain whatsoever, you would see arthritis in a good number of them. So having evidence of osteoarthritis does not guarantee that you'll have pain. And having osteoarthritis pain on Tuesday doesn't necessarily mean that you'll have it the following Tuesday. So to make matters just a little bit more confusing, the same can be said of the meniscus. And this is one of the kind of realities of aging humans, is that our tissues begin to show degenerative changes, even when at times there are no symptoms whatsoever.
So are you saying that my colleague, who shall remain nameless, and I, if we had waited with what I was told was a torn, you know, meniscus, what happens? The meniscus, what, hardens or...
An equally difficult question is, how does the pain start? One of the ideas is that certain repetitive activities can cause, you know, in people with that abnormal anatomy, there are some abnormalities of the cartilage and of the meniscus, that certain repetitive activities or overloading or overuse can cause some inflammation of those structures, which can cause episodes of pain that may last days or weeks or months, but that sometimes settle down.
It gets even crazier. Because there's a study out of Finland where a group of people with meniscus tears and no arthritis, they just had the, maybe the acute tears, they did real surgery on some of them and a sham surgery on others. And both groups reported the same outcome. They both said that they were satisfied.
They improved considerably. So it raises the question, gee, if you have a procedure that's no better than placebo, then surely it's useless and should never be mentioned to patients. And, you know, we don't offer placebo. We do offer surgery. And the surgery patients got an awful lot better. I mean, it was extraordinary. So the interpretation of that study is really fascinating and continues to be something that people in the field discuss.
So what do you recommend? What if somebody's lined up for meniscus surgery?
So this is not a theoretical question. I you know, I'm a clinician. I see patients like this. I'm not a surgeon. I don't have a horse in the race. I neither do physical therapy nor surgeries. First, there are some clues as to what the nature of the pain may be, and I try awfully hard to listen carefully and get a sense of whether there may be a sort of a meniscal feature, a mechanical feature. But I will usually suggest that people work very hard with a physical therapist. I also will often inject the knees of these patients with steroids. It's a, you know, it's a fairly safe procedure and is often really quite helpful. And then finally, it depends a lot on what the underlying knee looks like. You know, if the person has rather advanced osteoarthritis, they may be best served by a knee replacement. And then, you know, the torn meniscus is really incidental to advanced damage of the knee.
That's Dr. Jeffrey Katz, professor of medicine and orthopedic surgery at Harvard Medical School. We'll link you to some of the articles and some of the studies we've been talking about, so you at least can be more educated when you approach this. Dr. Katz, thank you.
Thank you. I enjoyed speaking.
So remember the New York Times article we mentioned at the outset about useless surgeries? Another on their list, spinal fusion surgery. We'll post that reporting at hereandnow.org. But that reminds us that the American College of Physicians also recently produced new research on treating lower back pain. And for the first time, alternative therapies like acupuncture, exercise, and massage were more successful than medication, even over-the-counter painkillers, in treatment. Now, it might have the added benefit of reducing new opioid addictions, which often start with simple pain med prescriptions. So we'll post that research, too, at hereandnow.org. Meanwhile, enough about my knee. Tell us about your knee at hereandnow.org.